And today, on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good morning and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you this morning, on WCDO and WCDOsports.com as we come to you live from the New York State Class C Boys Basketball Semifinals at Floyd L. Maine's Veterans Memorial Arena in Binghamton as Cooperstown will take on Greenport from Section 11. The winner will move on to tomorrow's state championship. Matt, it's good to have you on again here.
Oh, thanks for having me again, Nate. It's starting to become a little bit of a routine for us. I'm starting to enjoy it.
I know the last two or three weeks we've seen Cooperstown quite a bit, and we've seen them really go through the ringer, play some very tough teams, some very tough opponents. But this might be the toughest here today, a very good Greenport team. And whoever wins this contest today, whether it be Greenport or Cooperstown, they will take on Middle Early College. The champions from Section 6 just defeated Lake George, and Lake George coming into today had a 54-game winning streak. So the road to a state championship is certainly not an easy one here for whoever gets there.
Absolutely, and these two teams that we just watched were very impressive and definitely a part of royalty. Both of them had won state championships before, and here we are, Cooperstown. Been close a couple times. Go back to 2003, Dave Bertram's first year at the helm for Cooperstown, 2003-2004, and with Shane Conley and Jeremy Holmes, and they almost won. They lost by a couple points back then, and we've gotten to the state semis a couple other times, but never been able to raise that final banner. And this group for Cooperstown, led by eight seniors, including Jack Lambert, who will be a first-team All-State player, it will be interesting to see how they respond on a court that they just won on last week.
I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Of course, Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Speaking of playing on this court just a week ago, we'll take a break and we'll come back. We'll hear from Cooperstown head coach John Lambert and get his thoughts on the win right here at the arena last week against Section 4 champion Unadilla Valley. And we'll get his thoughts on what it's going to take to match up here today with the Greenport Porters. A little bit of history is that Greenport played South Courtright way back in the 2009 season when SK won their state championship for boys, completing that 26-0 season. Greenport was the Class D at the time. So for many local fans, that might be the last time you saw Greenport, but here they are today, matching up with Cooperstown. We'll take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Cooperstown boys in the state semis when we come back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Cooperstown boys are in the New York State Boys Class C semifinals taking on Greenport. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO. And once again, we're joined by the head coach of the Hawkeyes, John Lambert. Coach, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Nate.
Coach, first off, let's talk about your win over Unadilla Valley in the quarterfinals. Seemed like your guys came out really fired up, ready to play, and executed from the opening tip.
We did come out ready to go against Unadilla Valley. It was something we had in the forefront of our mind was a good start, given the way the first game went and given the way we wanted to dictate sort of some of the things that were going to go on during that game. So I said to the guys, this is kind of going to be the game plan as far as UV is concerned. And, you know, they're such a good team and they're well-rounded and they're well-coached that getting off to a good start was key.
And, you know, your defense was just really strong. You know, I've seen UV many times this year in our coverage here on CDO, and I thought you guys did a great job of kind of combating their length that they have. All their guards are pretty big and lanky, and you guys seem to do a great job against them.
We take pride in our defense first, and I know sometimes offense catches all the attention, but from the very first day of practice, we've preached defense, defense, defense. And so we've been able to, over the course of the season, kind of adjust how we play defense here and there, knowing that later on this time of year we'd be able to use different things at different times, and it wouldn't be something that's new or that we'd have to learn. So working as a unit of five on the defensive end is something we take great pride in, and we tweak it here and there, and it's been pretty effective lately. Hopefully we can continue.
On to the state semifinals now against Greenport. Can you give us a little scouting report for the casual fan that's going to be tuning in or watching this game?
Well, I haven't seen a lot of Greenport. I've seen a couple of clips here and there. They certainly like to push the ball. They have a very dynamic backcourt. They average, I think, close to 50 points a game combined, or close to it. And they have a big man in the middle. They trap and press, and sometimes they fall back into a zone if they need to, but they try to make you hurry and make mistakes. It's not something that we haven't seen necessarily. Duke Academy of Science played that way as well. So without comparing the teams too closely, that would probably be the closest comparison.
I guess a coaching philosophy question next. You know, when you get this far, you just focus this week on your team and staying in your routine and doing the things that you do best and getting shots up and executing, or is it time where you really try to tinker with a scouting report and do something special? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, my philosophy is to plan for this type of postseason situation from the very beginning of the year, so that our regular routine becomes a situation that's normal for a sectional or a state run. And then maybe some tinkering depending on who you're playing, but generally speaking, trying to cover all the bases as you go. I think that's more of the way I approach it, and I've got the kids approaching it. So it's very, very early season heavy with learning and drilling and conditioning and things to that effect. And then we just, it's a maintain it type of thing. And then, of course, some tweaking this type of year. But generally speaking, we try to focus on what we can do and how we can do it to other people.
Going back again last weekend to Unadilla Valley, I just wanted to get your thoughts on our last question here with Cooperstown Boys head coach John Lambert. Your thoughts on, you know, the crowd, the experience. Not every team, every player, every coach gets to experience what you guys went through, and kind of how it might feel again this weekend being in the same building, and just the atmosphere and how it affected you guys.
The support from the community really, really gets the kids going. I've had many people this week say, we'll be there, we'll be there. We're heading down to the arena, which we're familiar with. Jack's very familiar with that arena. Noah and Calvin are very familiar with it, so hopefully that'll help. This support of the community, it can't be underestimated. And the experience, the opportunity to take this team this far and have the chance to be playing during the final weekend is really priceless when it comes to high school basketball. So the kids understand that. We openly discuss those type of situations and then allow them to remain grounded and focused on what they have to do. But they're very appreciative of all the support of everyone that's helped. And, you know, they play for each other and they play for the community. And so we're excited to see what we can do this weekend.
Cooperstown Boys head coach John Lambert. Coach, again, thank you for taking a few minutes, and we'll see you at the arena on Saturday.
Always good to talk to you, Nate. Thanks.
This is Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We'll have the Cooperstown Boys and Greenport 10:45 a.m. tip on Saturday on WCDO.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back to the arena in Binghamton. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you here on WCDO this morning. Some good Saturday morning basketball action in the New York State Class C boys semifinals. And at least for us in our WCDO coverage area, Cooperstown is the last team that we have left, with the South Courtright girls falling yesterday up at Hudson Valley Community College to Edwards Knox. So that was the last girls team. And now Cooperstown, the last boys team we have here in the state tournament. So we'll see if they can advance to tomorrow's championship, or will this be the end of the road? And this time of the year, you just never know. Everybody that's left is good. Should be some great basketball this morning.
Absolutely, it should be. Watching the warm-ups here, both teams look like they're ready for this. They just turn the lights down as they start doing the starting lineup. But, you know, it'll be interesting because the scouting report says that Greenport gets out and they want to press and they want to run the whole game. And Cooperstown off of Makes, they like to do the same thing. But you know what? It all depends on the bench play, I think, and whether if Cooperstown can control the boards with Noah Lifgren and John Kennedy, they're going to be right in this and possibly, and we all hope, take it for till tomorrow.
I'll give you the Greenport starters before Matt gives you the Cooperstown starters. Greenport, their mascot is the Porters, and their head coach is Everett Corwin. They will start with senior number 2, Jackson Swan, as well as freshman number 12, Ev Corwin Jr., senior number 20, Reese Costello, junior number 23, Aki Anderson, and senior number 32, Jude Swan. So again, Greenport, the Porters coming in champions from Section 11. They'll be wearing the purple with the white and gold trim today.
Yeah, and Cooperstown's champions of Section 3 out of the Center State Conference. We'll start with number 0, Ryan Lansing. Junior guard will be one of the most athletic people on the court, without a doubt. Senior point guard number 1, Captain Calvin Sandler, has experience on this court many times. Then we got the captain and third all-time leading scorer in Cooperstown history, Jack Lambert. And, you know, he's won 3 sectional championships and now has finally gotten to his Final Four, hoping to bring home the title. Then that does all the dirty work, number 21, Jesse Finari, perhaps the best court leader for Cooperstown, is a very steady guy. And then also in center is Noah Lifgren, and they need a big game from him today, I think, on the inside in order for Cooperstown to advance.
Jude Swan for Greenport is a guy we were watching, number 32 in warmups, a big body on the inside, looks very, very athletic. I think the Cooperstown big guys, like you said, are going to have to work hard on the glass today, and we'll just see what the pace of this game is, too. Everything we've read about Greenport is they like to get up and down, very similar, a la, you know, UAS, Utica Academy of Science, that Cooperstown played a couple weeks ago. Another thing about small school teams from the Long Island Section 11 area, at one point during sectional play between sectionals and states, they had like a 21-day layoff, so they haven't played a ton of games, kind of like Cooperstown going through the gauntlet of Section 3. Stirred that all up into a pot, should be interesting today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and because there aren't many small schools down in Long Island, they end up playing a lot of big schools. But, you know, from Section 3, you go through the gamut. You play some really top-quality schools. The game that, if you go back a few games ago where Cooperstown played Utica, they were down double figures late in the third quarter, and they came back and went. They're battle-tested. For Cooperstown, though, they have to stay out of foul trouble, and they've got to be able to put the ball in the net. If you look at Greenport's staff, they generally score anywhere between 70 and 80 points a game. I can guarantee you one thing. They are not going to score 70 or 80 points today. Cooperstown's defense is very good, very solid, and they like to score off of those turnovers, and they're going to try to turn Greenport over and try to capitalize, so we'll see.
Greenport comes in with their quarterfinal victory over Tuckahoe from Section 1, 91-77. So there's those points that you talked about. Matt, Cooperstown comes in defeating Unadilla Valley 61-46. Contrasting styles here today at the arena. Cooperstown bringing a nice crowd here. And, you know, even on the other side, Greenport with the colors of the purple and gold, not a bad crowd here for a Saturday morning. It's, sure, everybody's making the weekend trip, hoping to stay another night on both sides here.
Yeah, you know, in Cooperstown, they actually drove in this morning. All the other teams had to come in the night before. advantage, disadvantage, who knows? They got to sleep in their own beds. That's always exciting.
Yeah.
And if they were to advance tomorrow, they are going home again, so they aren't going to be staying here. That's the advantage of the championship being in Section 4, but Greenport's been here before. Cooperstown hasn't with this group of kids. Now the ball gets tipped, and we'll see how this goes.
The state championship game would be tomorrow right back here at the arena at noon if Cooperstown gets there. But we're ready to tip it up. Greenport is in the purple with the gold trim going right to left. Cooperstown in the home white with the orange and the black trim. They'll be going left to right. It will be Jude Swan for Greenport, Noah Lifgren for Cooperstown jumping it up. And Cooperstown will come away with the loose ball on the opening tip, and here we go. Here is Calvin Sandler going left to right. Goes left wing, finds Jack Lambert at the top of the key. Lambert has his pocket pick. And here comes Aki Anderson with the breakaway layup. It's good, and he's fouled. What a start for Greenport here.
Yeah, Greenport came out in man-to-man and picked Jack Lambert's pocket right at the top of the key. Ryan Lanson went sprinting down the court, and honestly, was probably a little bit of a bad foul. Should have just run underneath the player. Could give him the 2 points because the foul, like we talked about, can't get into foul trouble, and Ryan Lanson's an important part of this team, especially during this sectional run.
So Anderson to the line for Greenport. First shot is up and good. An early 3-0 lead for Greenport over Cooperstown. And here come the Hawkeyes back up the floor. Sandler in transition will dish one over for Fernari on the far side. Back up to Lansing. High post now for Noah Lifgren. Back out Lambert. Lambert right side wide open for three. Buries it. Jack Lambert from downtown.
And then Cooperstown comes out in the press. What happened there was Calvin Sandler was able to get past the first defender. And Swan is not a athletic kids, so they are able to try to take advantage of that, and they get a quick steal off their press.
The steal at midcourt is picked off by Noah Lifgren, gets it back into the hands of Lambert. Lambert wants to take it to the 10 and does, and he's got a quick 5 points here for Cooperstown. Cooperstown leads Greenport 5-3 in the opening minute of the Class C boys state semifinals here. Porter's back up the floor. They'll look to fire up a three on the left side. It's short off the side of the rim. Lifgren with a rebound off the miss from Ev Corwin Jr., and Cooperstown will walk it back up the floor. We'll be recognizing our special sponsors throughout today's broadcast as well, as here's Lambert straight away for three. Got it. And Lambert got a quick 8 points, and Cooperstown leads 8-3 with 6:35 to go in the first quarter. Now a steal by Lambert. Lambert goes back to Lansing, and Cooperstown wants to pump the front brakes, but now a steal back by the Porters, taken right back by Lansing. He goes into the 10, rolls around, no good. Lifgren, the rebound, put it in, and he's fouled. What a start for the Hawkeyes.
So there's two philosophies when you're playing a team that presses a lot. There's either you press them back because they hate it, and that's why they're trying to press the ball, or you sit back and go slow. Some of us coming in this game thought that Cooperstown would try to lay back, try to slow the game down. It is not happening that way. And if you look at the court right now with the 10 guys on it, Cooperstown is definitely the more athletic team.
Lifgren's foul shot is good, so he completes the old-fashioned three-point play, and Cooperstown has jumped out to an 11-3 lead over Greenport here in the state semifinals. Porter's trying to answer, a dish-off pass for Jude Swan, and it's good for the layup. It's 11-5. The track meet continues as Calvin Sandler brings it back down the floor, but again, Cooperstown leading early in the first quarter, 11-5. Here's Lifgren at the left elbow, turnaround shot is blocked there by Swan. Ball is loose. It's on the ground. Both teams wrestling, scrambling. We'll have a jump ball. Gives it back to Greenport.
And Fernari gets on the deck, like I said before. He does all the dirty work. But what Lifgren tried to do there, he caught it at the elbow, took a dribble, tried to do a couple spin moves. His moves underneath the basket are not his game. He's really got to be either a jump shot or he's got to get right to the rim with one dribble.
Full court pressure from Cooperstown. Porter's break at this time. And here is Greenport looking to set it up. They'll take it to the rim. The bucket is good, and the foul here for Aki Anderson. He's got 5 points, and he'll step to the line. Cooperstown leads 11-7, 5:50 to go first quarter.
So now you got two quick early fouls, one on Lanson and one on Sandler. Both of them need to make sure that they play the rest of this quarter, hopefully foul-free, keep themselves on the court.
Here's Anderson at the line. He has all 6 points here. As now they have 8, so it's 11-8, Cooperstown on top of Greenport. Aki Anderson with 6 for Greenport, 8 for Jack Lambert on the other side for Cooperstown. Ball rolls out of bounds, off the hands there of Sandler, last touch by Greenport. So Cooperstown will inbound directly at midcourt in front of our broadcast position, courtside here at the arena in Binghamton for the state semifinals. The Cooperstown boys leading Greenport from Long Island, 11-8.
Greenport started in man. They've gone to a 2-3 zone now.
Lithgren finds Sandler left side for three. It's too strong. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. Rebound for the Porters. And here they come. Here is Ev Corwin. Corwin at the foul line. Stops and throws a long pass to the far side looking for Jackson Swan. Swan back to Corwin. Takes it to the rim. It's good. Count it. And another foul on Cooperstown as Corwin finishes the bucket.
What Cooperstown's doing right now is they're falling for some of the pump fakes, and Greensport's able to get to the rim. They need to probably just challenge them to shoot. They haven't played in this venue. Let them shoot from the outside and see what happens, because they were able to get in, and you can't. We got to stay out of foul trouble to be successful.
So Corwin to the line, trying to tie this game up, and he does. So an 11-3 lead for Cooperstown is now 11-11 between Cooperstown and Greensport, with 5:10 to go in the first period. Left side for Frenari. Goes across to Sandler on the right side. Back up to Lambert at the top of the key. Lambert trying to execute the offense. Goes to Sandler. 20 on the shot clock. Cooperstown going left to right. High post, Lithgren. Back out for Jack Lambert. Left side baseline. Straight away now. A full pass. Lansing wants to take it to the rim. It's rejected there by Swan. And Greensport comes away with the ball. They're looking to run. A long pass ahead. The layup is no good for Jackson Swan. Ball is loose off the rebound. Both teams scrambling. We'll have a foul with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 11.
Yeah, you know, when you're looking at this, you have Calvin Sandler and Ryan Lanson, the two guards. I think Greensport got smacked in the face a little bit, underestimated the quickness that they have with the ball. So they've done a little bit of a different press. They've come back to a 2-3 zone, and they're really being able to contain them a little bit more. But Cooperstown's just got to get to the foul line and start distributing and having Lithgren be the assist man.
Here's Lansing in the backcourt. That was a foul on Greensport, so Cooperstown gets the ball back. Lambert, left side three. It's too strong. Lansing hustles for a rebound, goes to Lithgren. Backdoor for Lambert, who lays it up and in. And Jack Lambert's into double figures. He has 10 points. 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Cooperstown leading 13-11. Greensport with the basketball through the hands of Corwin. He saves it, but it goes right to Cooperstown, and Frenari will hustle up the court. Gets it to Lambert, left side. Stops, goes back to Frenari. Thought about a shot, but didn't pull the trigger. Safely back into the hands of Lambert. Cooperstown with a 2-point lead, 13-11. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. High scoring, for sure.
Absolutely. You know, Cooperstown last week had a fast start. This week they've got another good fast start from Lambert.
Lithgren misses a shot, but Frenari with the rebound. Good hustle play there. Looks to get it to the high post. Finds Lambert. Turnaround shot is good for Lambert, and he's got 12.
Cooperstown has 15 points. Lambert has 12, and Greensport just watched him walk right into the key with no defender.
3:40 to go, first quarter. Timeout, Greensport. Cooperstown leads 15-11 in the state semis. We'll be back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to the arena in Binghamton. Cooperstown boys with a 4-point lead with 3:40 to go in the first quarter in the state semifinals over Greensport from Long Island, 15-11. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you here on WCDO. Is a little confusion now between the scorers table and the officials, so we'll come back and try it again. And what a fast-paced game here, Matt, to start. I mean, it's just a track meet up and down the floor. Crazy.
Yeah, absolutely, it is. You know, my only fear is Cooperstown's coming out hot, and they need to make sure they maintain this. And can they maintain this speed and this pace of play for the next 40 minutes, or for the next three quarters?
3.5 to go in the first quarter. The Hawkeyes leading the Porters 15-11. Corwin at the top of the key. Now they find Jackson Swan left side. Swan will go to Jude Swan, his brother, at the foul line. Turnaround shot is no good. Out of bounds as the Porters tried to save it. Last touch by Greensport. Ball back to Cooperstown.
Yeah, also a player that's come in for Greensport is Zachary Riggins, number 11, a big body. We'll see. He's matching up with Lithgren right now on that side. They've now switched to man-to-man, and we'll see how they respond.
Sandler, left side, a little give and go with Lambert. Back to Sandler for a three, and he got it. Sandler with his first bucket of the game, and Cooperstown leads 18-11.
And now with John Kennedy on the court, the 6'8", 280-pound center, Cooperstown takes the press off, and they fall right back into a 2-3 zone with Kennedy in the middle.
Steal by Lambert as Cooperstown settled in on defense. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Lambert takes it all the way and puts it in. Lambert has 14 points, and Cooperstown has a 9-point lead, 20-11. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Unbelievable pace to this game. Porters have it at the foul line. Now they dish it into the corner. They try a long three. It's too strong there from Aki Anderson. Rebound for the Hawkeyes. Stolen at midcourt on an extremely athletic play by Jackson Swan.
Athletic is an understatement. That was impressive. He looked like a quarterback in the NFL on that play.
Swan now pulls up for a straightaway three. Splash for Jackson Swan. The senior for Greenport makes it 20-14. Cooperstown ahead by six. 2:05 to go in the first quarter here in the state semifinals. The arena in Binghamton. Lansing takes it into the red paint. Lost control of it. A lot of contact, no call. Porter's back the other way. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. A foul on Lambert. Swan puts it up and in, and he'll go to the line, and he was fouled.
So what happened there was Ryan Lansing tried to take it to the rim, and what we see at this level is that the refs are going to let them play. And Ryan went down on the floor, giving up the ball, and then Greenport got an easy turnover, and Jack Lambert got stuck in a bad situation and put him on the line.
So Cooperstown leads 20-16 with a minute 55 to go in the first quarter. And this is Jackson Swan to the line for Greenport, puts it in. So Swan now has 6 points. And every time Cooperstown throws a haymaker, Greenport seems to come back with their own. 20-17 with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Hawkeyes on top by three. Here is Lambert, pulls up for a long two, rattles in and out. Kennedy couldn't get the rebound. A good box out by Jackson Swan. Now the ball loose at midcourt, and ricochets out of bounds off the hands of Lambert. Will stay with Greenport.
That was a big play for Lambert to get the hand on that and knock it out of bounds, because John Kennedy was trailing his man by probably 7 feet, and he was going right to the rim.
Swan will dish it off. Jackson finds Jude, and Swan is fouled, so Jude will go to the line with a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Here's our team foul situation. Cooperstown with five. That's the second one on Lifgren. Two team fouls on Greenport.
Okay, so we're a minute and 30 in the first quarter. We've already got our first foul situation with Lifgren with the second foul.
Greenport pumps it inside to Zachary Riggins there. Was trying to see through the traffic to who hit that. And it's 20-19, back to a one-point game. Minute 25 to go in the first quarter. Here's Lambert trying to do it all himself. Takes it to the rim, and it's in. It's all going for Jack. 16 points in the first quarter for Lambert.
Lambert is without a doubt showing who the best player is on this court right now.
Greenport with the basketball. They try a three on the left side. Too much mustard on that one, and a rebound for the Hawkeyes. Is chasing it down with Bentaforo. Lambert back up the left side with a minute to go in the first quarter. Cooperstown leads 22-19. Here's Lambert, left side, goes inside for Kennedy. He's rejected there by Riggins, but Cooperstown holds onto the ball. Back out here for Sandler. 15 on the shot clock, 50 on the game clock. Timeout taken by Cooperstown, or no?
No, they called it an illegal screen on Ben Taffaro. He was moving, trying to free up Jack Lambert for a three-pointer, but unfortunately the ref saw the movement, and he made himself a little bit too wide, and they got called back. So now entering the game for Cooperstown is Spencer Lewis, who's a three-point threat for Cooperstown, a smaller kid, so we'll see how he adjusts to this athletic pace going on right now.
Greenport with the basketball. They go to Jackson Swan as they go right to left. They pump it inside for Jude Swan. Good up-and-under move, and he's able to finish.
Yeah, so John Kennedy is 6'8", 280, and your Coach Lambert's over there yelling at him to try to keep his feet on the ground and just keep his hands up, because Swan is a very fundamental player, and he's got him up in the air.
Here's Lambert, a pull-up jumper at the foul line, gets it to go. He's got 18 in the first quarter. Cooperstown leads 24-21, 15 seconds to go in the first frame.
I'd like to say that you need to find balance on the offensive side, but you might not.
There's a three in the corner for Aki Anderson of Greenport. He's got 9 points, and it looks like we'll have a timeout with 5 seconds left in the first quarter. We're tied up at 24. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 5 seconds to go in the first quarter. We're tied 24-24. It's an old-fashioned Western shootout here between the Hawkeyes and the Porters. Let's see if Cooperstown can get a shot off before the end of the first quarter. They get to midcourt. Standler with a half-court heave. It's off the rim and no good. So we're tied 24-24. In the New York State Boys Class C semifinals, Cooperstown's Jack Lambert with 18 points in the first quarter. It's a good one, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Started the second quarter here at the arena in Binghamton. 24-24 between Cooperstown and Greenport in the state semifinals. And right out of the timeout here as we start the second quarter, Calvin Sandler was fouled as he took it to the rim, and he's at the foul line now. First shot is off the mark and no good.
So the first quarter we had 24-24, and I guess I might want to take something back. Maybe Greenport is going to score 70 points from the beginning that we talked about here.
Wow.
But what's going to be big here is the first 4 minutes of the second quarter for Cooperstown, because Noah Lifgren's on the bench, and John Kennedy is going to have to man the center, which he's done a great job with this sectional run, but he hasn't been in this fast of a paced game, so we'll see how he adjusts.
Sandler goes one out of two, so it's a one-point lead for Cooperstown, but Jude Swan answers back for Greenport on a right-handed layup at the right low block, and Greenport takes the lead by a point, 26-25, early second quarter here in Binghamton. Left side of the floor now for Sandler. Good crowd here watching this one as Cooperstown pumps it down low to Kennedy. He's blocked by Swan, and Greenport comes away with the ball. Lansing steals it back, almost went headfirst into the media table, but was able to put the brakes on.
So with two fouls, Lifgren's coming back in for Kennedy. John Lambert realizes that Lifgren has to be on the court. He's just got to be smart and not get a foul.
So Greenport with the lead, 26-25, 7:15 to go in the second quarter. Porters will get it to the high post. Now they'll work it down low for Swan. Swan takes it right to the bucket, count it, and he's fouled. Let's see who this one's on for Cooperstown.
Yeah, it looks like it's on Jack Lambert. That's his second. He came from behind. After Swan got Lifgren pinned underneath the basket deep, Jack Lambert came swinging from behind and got a second foul. So now you got Lifgren with two, Lambert with two, and we're 1 minute into the second quarter.
Swan looking to complete the old-fashioned three-point play, and it won't go. His free throw is off the mark, so it's a three-point lead for Greenport over Cooperstown, 28-25, early in the second quarter in the state semis. Here's Sandler, takes it to the rim. His runner is off the mark. A rebound for Ryan Lansing. Back to Sandler in the corner for three. This one is also too strong. Lifgren a rebound, puts it up. It's blocked by Swan, and Greenport comes away. Here is Jackson Swan. Feeds one across, and Greenport will fire up a three. Too much mustard on that one, and a rebound for Swan. Dishes it back off. Jackson finds Jude, and he finishes. He's got 10, and it's 30-25.
Well, we just saw Key Anderson jump higher than everybody else on the gym, and he got a rebound, finding his player underneath, and Greenport has now expanded to a five-point lead.
Here's Lambert for three on the right side, and Cooperstown won't go quietly. Lambert's got 21 points, and it's 30-28. Cooperstown trails by a deuce.
Steady Eddie, Jack Lambert, he just jumps down, no pressure, just hits a three, making this a two-point game.
Now off a missed shot in transition for Greenport. We'll have a foul underneath on the Porters. Looks like it's going to be on Jude Swan as he was jockeying for position there. And as you said, Matt Kennedy will come back in with 6:07 to go in the second quarter. Just want to recognize our special sponsors as there'll be a timeout taken here by Greenport. So we'll keep it here. Our sponsors are Clark Sports Center in Cooperstown, the Leather Stocking Group of Cooperstown, of course, Schneider's Bakery in Cooperstown, NBT Bank, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Bassett Healthcare Network, Trossett Group Attorneys in Cooperstown, as well as SFCU, Stewart Shops, we are your coffee shop, NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, Upstate Grill in Cooperstown. They're live streaming the game today. Upstate Grill opened early, and they're live streaming the game in case you're in Coop right now and you might want to hop over there to watch it. The National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, of course, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company in New Berlin, and Astrocom Electronics of Oneonta. All our special sponsors, thank you. Without you, we wouldn't be able to be here for this contest between Cooperstown and Greenport in the state semis. Right now, the Hawkeyes trailing by 2, 30-28, with 6:07 to go in the second quarter. And what a heavyweight fight this one is.
This is. This has proven to be fast paced. It is. They are definitely throwing haymakers, like you said before. It will just be interesting to see how they respond. Can Lambert keep up this fast pace? He's got 21 of the 28 points for Cooperstown. Chandler and Lifgren have both contributed too, but we haven't heard Ryan Lampson's name very much, and Kennedy is now on the court as well, seeing if he can get some points underneath.
Cooperstown with the basketball. They find Lambert on the right side. Pumps it to the interior for Lifgren. A little up and under, and he lays it in. Nice pump fake. And it was the soft touch there for Lifgren.
Lifgren has to be a part of this game. He is, now that Swan has a little bit of foul trouble too, he's got to be able to take advantage.
And Swan tries to go down low for Greenport. Kennedy was in good position, stayed straight up, and then got the rebound off the miss from Swan. So we're tied at 30, 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Cooperstown with the basketball going left to right. They're in the white with the orange and black trim. Here's Lambert, a baseline jumper left side. It's no good. Lifgren, a rebound off the glass. The kiss is good for Noah.
I was a post player. I'm going to say that. I got biased. But Lifgren and Kennedy can win this game for Cooperstown. If they can get the offensive boards, control the defensive boards, they can really control the pace of this game.
Cooperstown leads by a deuce, 32-30. Swan trying to answer. His shot was halfway down, rattled out. Rebound for Kennedy. And now Lambert will come across midcourt. Here is Sandler, Cooperstown leading by 2 with 4:50 to go in the second quarter in the state semis here in Binghamton. Lambert in the paint. Shot is good, and he'll go to the line. 23 points so far for Jack Lambert. What a showing here in the state semis.
I don't even know what to say.
It's unbelievable.
23 points. I mean, his career high is 34. We're already, you know, at 23 points. Going to hopefully have 24 after this one. This is impressive.
I don't want to jinx him, but, I mean, Greenport is just really making no adjustments to stop where he's going on the court or anything.
I think Greenport is really trying to say, we're going to take our chances and stop everybody else and hope that he just doesn't outscore us himself.
Lambert misses the foul shot. Greenport in transition tries to go right inside to Swan. His shot is off the mark, and then we'll have a jump ball on the rebound with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Possession arrow keeps it with Greenport. Hawkeyes leading by 4, 34-30. And so the Porters will have it on the baseline. They'll go right into Jude Swan. He muscles it up and in. What a battle between him and Kennedy right now.
Yeah, he went right behind Kennedy. He wasn't looking at the ball, seeing that the ball was entered into play, and Swan just took advantage of that.
Smart player for sure on the low post for Greenport. It's a two-point game. Cooperstown leads by 2. They go to Lambert in the corner. Lambert right side, down to the top of the key, goes back to Sandler right side. Cooperstown going left to right. Lambert reverses to the left side. Now they go inside for Kennedy. He's going to try to put it up, and just a little too strong, gets his own rebound, puts it back in. That was just sheer will and determination and size right there for Kennedy.
Very good effort, and we see Coach Lambert give Kennedy 2 big thumbs up, trying to build some confidence into him. He understands that John Kennedy is going to be a major part into this game if Cooperstown's going to be successful.
Hawkeyes lead 36-32, make it 36-34 as at the high post. Akee Anderson finishes. He's got 11, and it's back to a two-point game with 3.5 to go second quarter.
Yeah, nobody followed him to the foul line. He was able to get a quick turnaround jumper. He gets rid of the ball with a quick release.
Sandler finds Lifgren, a nice up and under off the glass. Too strong. Kennedy with the rebound, puts it in, and he's fouled. John Kennedy doing the work of a man down low.
You know, there was a great WUTR did a great interview on him story the other day, and this was a kid who last year, his brother was a senior, averaged 20 points, 20 rebounds, first team All-State player. Now you got John Kennedy, who wrestled last year at 285-pound weight class, comes over, hasn't picked up a ball in 2 years, and now he's playing in the state Final Four, and he's having a major impact right now.
Kennedy is able to bank in the foul shot, and Cooperstown leads 39-34. That's, hey, as long as it goes in. Swan will take it down low to Aki Anderson, and he is fouled. What an athletic move on the baseline, and he was hammered as he went up. Let's see who the foul is on here. The foul's going to be on Kennedy. His first and the team's eighth. Greenport with four fouls on them as a team. Cooperstown leads 39-34, 3:10 to go second quarter. Greenport at the line.
So this Jude Swan player for Cooper, for Greenport, their center, for anybody that's Cooperstown that's listening, you can compare him to Emily Perez on the girls' side. The best passer on the team. He's definitely the smartest player that's looking here. He always sees the whole court, and he's got some great athleticism underneath.
Anderson hits his first foul shot, settling in for the second one. It's good. So Aki Anderson with 13 points. Back to a three-point game. Cooperstown leads 39-36.
And Greenport realized that they can't press this whole game because they underestimated the speed of Sandler and Lanson, and so they've fallen back to a 2-3, just flat 2-3 zone, no press.
Sandler right side, Cooperstown settling in on offense. Jack Lambert, the senior, has 23 points. Goes to Sandler, the kiss off the glass, no good. Kennedy again, 6'8", cleans up the mess and puts it in. He's got 7 points.
As you get deeper and deeper and deeper into playoff, the bigs in the post become what win games. And John Kennedy is saying, I'm going to win this game right now.
41-36, Cooperstown on top. Greenport trying to answer. Here is a shot from Jackson Swan. It's too strong. Jude Swan, the rebound, dishes it back to Riggins, who kind of dunks it, kind of doesn't, but hey, it went in.
Hey, he grabbed the rim. Whether the ball was in his hand, who knows, but the ball went in the hoop.
It's 41-38. Cooperstown with a lead and now a steal. Lansing lost it. Aki Anderson with a 2-on-1, but it's taken back here by Lambert at midcourt. Good hustle back by the Hawkeyes. Here's Lansing trying to make him pay on the right side. We'll dish to the high post for Noah Lifgren, and Lifgren traveled. Ball goes back to Greenport.
Yeah, Ryan Lanson got to take a step back right now. He's getting playing a little under out of control, and Coach Lambert just pulled him off the court for Spencer Lewis. He's just saying, listen, that's two turnovers in the last two possessions. We need to possess the ball if we're going to win this.
Chance of defense from the Cooperstown crowd. Chance of let's go Greenport from the Porter's crowd is... Greenport will pull up for a jumper from Aki Anderson. That one was short, just didn't get enough air under it. Hawkeyes bring it back up. They lead 41-38 with a minute 45 to go second quarter. Hawkeyes will reverse it to Lewis now. Into the corner, a pull-up jumper for Frenari, and he gets it to go.
Great baseline jumper from Jesse Frenari. For him to contribute on the offensive end is a huge bonus. He's normally in there for his defense and his leadership, and that's a huge thing to extend the lead to 5 points.
Cooperstown leads 43-38 with a minute 25 to go in the second quarter. They'll go to the high post now for Riggins. Riggins for the Porters pulls up for a jumper. It's too strong. Rebound for Lambert. And Cooperstown back to midcourt. Lambert on the left side wants to settle in. Crossover move goes to Sandler, and it just sailed over his head. A little too tall, out of bounds back to Greenport with 1:10 to go in the second quarter.
This is normally, with the score 43-38, this is normally the fourth quarter score for some of Cooperstown's games. And for them to have put an outpouring of 43 points on the board here in the first half is definitely got to be a confidence booster for Cooperstown.
Straightaway three here for Greenport from Josh Santa Croce. No good. Rebound Kennedy. Santa Croce off the bench in the waning minutes of the second quarter for Greenport. Left side of the floor now for Cooperstown, taken away. Aki Anderson will have it in front of the Cooperstown bench. Right side, steps through, lays it up and in. Beautiful move from Aki Anderson.
Wow, one dribble from the three-point line, got right to the rim. He has definitely got some athleticism to him, and he's taking advantage of it.
Lambert, NBA range three, died on the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Riggins, here comes Greenport. Coop leads by three, 30 seconds to go before the half. They try an alley-oop here on the back door to Jackson Swan, and he lays it up and in. And it's 43-42, Cooperstown by a point. 15 seconds to go before the halftime break. What an opening half here in the arena in the state semifinals. Here is Sandler. Sandler finds Lambert. Lambert left side, top of the key. Will go back here and find Spencer Lewis. Lewis is in trouble with 3 seconds left. Finds Sandler into the corner, and Cooperstown can't get a shot off before the buzzer. Our halftime score, Cooperstown 43, Greenport 42. Matt, your thoughts real quick before we go to break.
I need a drink. I haven't even played anything. I need a drink. That was such an exciting first half, and to see Cooperstown come out and play that, throw those haymakers, it'll be exciting to see what they do in the second half and what adjustments both teams make, because Greenport has to do something about Lambert because he's got 24 points.
Jack Lambert with a huge first half. Cooperstown leads by a point. We'll come back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report in just a couple of minutes. Here from Binghamton, it's the state semis, and Cooperstown leads Greenport at the break 43-42. Saturday morning hoops here on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It's our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Heck of a first half here, folks, between Cooperstown and Greenport in the New York State Boys Class C semifinals. Cooperstown leads 43-42 at the break. We'll get you our scoring summary here in just a minute. As I said, it's time for the Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Remember, when you use your Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself in Morabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. First for Greenport, they are led by, 15 points from Aki Anderson. On that side for Greenport, followed by 12 from Jude Swan, 8 from Jackson Swan, 4 from Zach Riggins, and 3 from Ev Corwin. On the other side for Cooperstown, yes, 23 points. I said it, 23 points for Jack Lambert, including 18 in the first quarter for Cooperstown. Unbelievable hot start for him. 7 points apiece for Noah Lifgren and John Kennedy, 4 for Calvin Sandler, and 2 for Jesse Funari. So not the scoring output we expected, but boy, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, you know, I think it was a tale of two quarters, personally. The first quarter was both teams pressing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and then what happened was in the second quarter, Cooperstown adjusted first. They ended up bringing in Kennedy, they took off the press, and they fell back into their 2-3 zone. Kennedy had a huge second quarter, 7 points, seven rebounds, and he made himself present. Lifgren and Kennedy accounted for 14 points of the 43. It gives them some balance off of what Jack Lambert has been doing, and they got to build from that. And then you had Greenport, who was pressing the whole first quarter, fall back too. And so, but we still saw the same scoring output, it's just much different ways. So it's interesting to see both teams be able to play differently.
Greenport coming back out onto the floor here. Going to warm up a little bit early to start this third quarter. Again, our halftime score, Cooperstown leading 43-42. Want to give a special thanks to all our sponsors for today, including Clark Sports Center in Cooperstown, the Leather Stocking Group, Cooperstown Booster Club, Schneider's Bakery in Cooperstown, Trossett Group Attorneys, NBT Bank, Bassett Healthcare Network, the Amphenol Corporation in Sydney, of course, SFCU, who is also a proud supporter of our web stream at WCDOsports.com. We have Stewart Shops in Cooperstown, NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, Upstate Grill in Cooperstown. They're live streaming the game. They're open early, so any of you Coop fans who might want to watch an exciting second half, you can head over to Upstate Grill in Cooperstown. Of course, the National Baseball Hall of Fame, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company of New Berlin, and Astrocom Electronics of Oneonta. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get you set for the start of the third quarter. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Cooperstown boys in the state semifinals, leading by one at the half, 43-42 over Greenport from Long Island. It's been a barn burner. Stay tuned for the third quarter coming up on CDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessup House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich proudly support local sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the best of luck in states. Be sure to stop in for our new cheesy bacon fries and delicious donut sticks for breakfast, both available for a limited time. Enjoy a great meal with the family 7 days a week at McDonald's, Delaware Avenue in Sydney, and South Broad Street in Norwich. Wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Before we get you set for the start of the second half here, just want to say congratulations to another Section 4 team, the Seton Catholic girls, beating Sawanahaka 59-57. I'm told it was at the buzzer. So the Seton girls are going to the state championship game tomorrow. We've gotten to know a bunch of those Seton girls from playing Oneonta and Norwich the last couple of years. So congratulations to them. And, of course, good luck to Watkins Glen as well, another Section 4 team that's playing for a state title today against Cambridge.
Yeah, and they topped Cooperstown girls last weekend here in Binghamton.
So we're underway. Start of the second half. Cooperstown now going right to left. They lead 43-42 in the boys' Class C state semifinal. Sandler, three, left side, buried it. What a start for Cooperstown. Sandler from downtown.
Yeah, Sandler contributing two outside shots, two three-pointers during this game. And it'll be interesting to see now what kind of adjustments Cooperstown makes on the defensive end.
Greenport is in the purple with the gold trim. They'll try a three straight away, and it's good there for Josh Santa Croce.
Yeah, that's the first one he's made of probably four. Cooperstown will live with that. If he makes another one, then you got to adjust. But right now, you just kind of stick with it, and you try to hone in on some other players.
Cooperstown leads by a point, 46-45. Here's Lambert, who again had 23 points in the first half for Cooperstown. They go inside, and a jumper is short, but Lifgren had the rebound, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Greenport. The original shot there was from Jesse Fenari.
Yeah, and the ball actually ended up in Middle Early College's coach's lap over around the baseline. He's watching this game closely as the winner of this game gets them tomorrow at noon.
Lambert, right side for three, splash for Jack Lambert from way downtown.
So Cooperstown comes out and gets 2 3-pointers immediately. Now Coach Lambert's talking to them. Get low, get some defense. Let's go.
Santa Croce tries to pass it inside. Lifgren with good defense is able to swat it away. Cooperstown leads 49-45 early in the third quarter.
That's one quick adjustment that you saw Cooperstown make is that Lifgren fronted Swan. Swan's been getting them too deep under the basket, and by fronting them, it prevents the ball from getting down there.
Lambert to the top of the key, and he is fouled. A reach in here on Jackson Swan with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Again, the Hawkeyes leading 49-45. The winner will go to the state championship tomorrow to take on Middle Early College, who's from Section 6. They took down Lake George earlier today. Lake George had a 54-game win streak coming in, so that was quite a game earlier today. Here's Lambert, pull-up jumper, just a little short rebound from Riggins, and here comes Greenport. They're looking to run, but Sandler at midcourt knocks it out of bounds. Good recovery there by Cooperstown.
Yeah, what Sandler did, which was what every point guard or the furthest back guard should do, he rotated back to half court, and you can't do long passes in this type of setting with the speed that you see on the court.
Lifgren again with good defense, front Swan. Swan looks a little tired to me here to start the third quarter. Let's see if that continues or not.
Yeah, what we don't know about Greenport is have they played on college courts in the lead-up to this game.
Lambert, left side, goes to Lifgren on the baseline. Lifgren, long pass to Sandler. It was too tall for him and out of bounds into the Cooperstown bench with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. I want to keep an eye on Swan here. To me, he looks tired.
He looks very tired. He might just be conserving energy in between these long sprints down.
Cooperstown leads 49-45. Santa Croce, another three for the Porters. It's off the mark and a rebound here for Lansing. Well, in a heavyweight fight like this, stamina is a big part of it. Lansing to the top of the key, dribbles out of trouble, now goes back to Lambert, who has 26 points. Lambert, the senior, trying to lead his team, comes off a screen, takes it on the baseline, a little reverse, kicks it back out to Lansing. We come up on 10 on the shot clock, back out to Sandler. Sandler to Lansing. Interior pass now for Lifgren. Pump fakes, puts it up, just a little short. Rebound for Riggins. Here comes Greenport. They'll get to midcourt with Aki Anderson. Anderson to the rack, and he is fouled by Noah Lifgren. With 5:05 to go in the third quarter, Cooperstown leading by 4, 49-45.
Yeah, no, that was a good call. I know the Cooperstown fans don't like it, but Lifgren was definitely shuffling his feet as he was getting there, but that's his third foul. We're five minutes left in the third quarter. He was shuffling his feet, but now it's a question whether Greenport can take advantage of it, and John Kennedy's going to enter the game for Lifgren.
So Aki Anderson with a team high 15 points right now for Greenport will step in. His shot is good. So Anderson now with 16 points. Kennedy back in for Cooperstown and Lifrin to the bench. 5:05 to go, third quarter. And Anderson at the charity stripe looking for his second shot. He's got a team high in points and gets the second to go. He's got 17. And so it's 49-47 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Cooperstown crossing midcourt. And now Calvin Sandler will go to the interior for Lambert. Stops, pops off the side of the rim on the right side, and a rebound for the Porters. They try the home run pass. Here's Jackson Swan, and it's up and good.
He might have gotten away with a walk there, but that was a full court quarterback pass. Hit him on the money, and they were able to brother to brother there, and they were able to get that done.
Jude finds Jackson. He's got 10 points, and we're tied up at 49 with 4.5 to go in the third. Here is Lansing at the top of the key. Lansing goes to Lambert, right side. Lambert back to Lansing, gets into the paint, and he travels. With 4:25 to go in the third, it's tied up at 49, a turnover there for the Hawkeyes.
I know he can't because they're trying to get movement around the zone and stuff, but I think Cooperstown needs to try to find Jack Lambert on the left side of the court. The reason I say that, Greenford has a 6'4" kid, Riggins, who's there, can't move nearly as fast as the other side. We got Anderson, who's very athletic and preventing Jack from getting shots.
Greenport fires up a long two from the left side. Early in the shot clock, no good. Kennedy a rebound. Here come the Hawkeyes. Right side now for Ryan Lansing. We'll go to Calvin Sandler. Back to Lansing. Left side. Wants to take it to the interior again. Tried to dish it off there for Kennedy. Lost it, but Fornari was there to pick it back up. Out to Lansing. Now to Sandler. A runner in the paint. Comes up short. Right back into his hands, though, and then a foul on the Porters. On Aki Anderson with 3:50 to go in the third, tied at 49.
This first few minutes of the third quarter have not been as crisp as we saw in the first half, but teams are starting to get settled back into it, and we'll see how the last 4 minutes play out as they enter it into Kennedy underneath.
Kennedy at the right low block, just trying to work his way up, and he puts it in. Unconventional, but it goes.
I would not call that the most athletic move, but it worked. That's all that matters. He didn't leave his feet, and he was able to put it in the hoop.
3:35 to go in the third quarter. Cooperstown leads 51-49. Here's Riggins with a pull-up. No good. Swan is there, and he's fouled from behind as he tried to scoop up that rebound and put it in. Kennedy, wrong place, wrong time.
And Coach Lambert is upset that he's not getting calls on his offensive side, which we can't tell from our angle here, but John Kennedy definitely got with the body, but he had blocked it on the front side or on the top side, and now Swan's going to the hoop.
Here is Jude Swan with 12 points. The senior steps to the line. His first shot is up and good. 13 points now for Swan, and Cooperstown leads by a point here in the state semifinals. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. It's 51-50.
Yeah, so to set it here, you know, Coach Lambert has been in this program for the last 8 years working under Dave Bertram, who's now the athletic director. Bertram took four teams to the state final four, and you know, John's been able to take his system and build off of it, and we got now in 11 more minutes, and we'll see what happens as Jack Lambert gets called for an offensive push-off in the backcourt.
So Swan, rewind a little bit, made that second foul shot, so we're tied up at 51 on the inbounds pass. They get Jack Lambert for a push-off, so the Porters get it back. Here's a running jumper on the baseline for Jackson Swan. He's got 12, and Greenport takes the lead, 53-51. 3:15 to go in the third. We'll take a break and be right back on WCDO.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Cooperstown boys trailing Greenport 53-51. And Cooperstown is in the backcourt. They'll bring it up with Jack Lambert out of the timeout. Cooperstown will get it to midcourt, and Lambert was pretty much triple-teamed right at the logo at midcourt and was fouled.
Yeah, Greenport came out with a 1-2-2 press, and they were able to get Lambert trapped right at the top, but they were definitely swatting at arms, and they got a big piece of him as he fell to the ground.
Cooperstown will bring it back in. Here's our team foul situation. Each team with three apiece. So we'll keep an eye on that in a tight game here in the second half. Cooperstown goes down low with Kennedy, puts it up and in. Andy is fouled. John Kennedy with 11 points. The Greenport bench wanted to travel again. They won't get it from the Zebra Crew, and Kennedy will step to the line.
Yeah, here's where Kennedy and Lifgren really have to step in, because the latest adjustment that we've seen is that Greenport just went to a box and one on Lambert. They've got a gentleman right in Jack's space, and they were probably going to track him here for the last 11 minutes of this game.
Kennedy's shot from the line is good. He's got 12. And Cooperstown retakes the lead 54-53. Here in the state semifinals with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Here is Jackson Swan at midcourt on the right side. Swan gets into the paint, lost control of it. A steal by Jesse Fernari. Fernari in transition, a bounce pass, finds Lansing for three. Too strong. Kennedy hustling for a rebound. Fernari comes out of nowhere to save it. Unbelievable hustle there from Fernari, and Cooperstown gets a fresh 35.
He does all the dirty work. Anything you ask for Jesse Fernari, most coachable kid I've ever coached.
Fernari to the right side will go to Kennedy on the interior. It's pumped away. Porter's come away with it. Jackson Swan, breakaway layup is good. Swan's got 14, and Greenport leads 55-54 with 2:10 to go in the third. Lansing across midcourt. Lansing doesn't have any points yet. Here, it would be big for Cooperstown if he could get going too. Lansing left side gets into the point. Speak of the devil, takes it to the rim. It won't go down. Kennedy a rebound, puts it back up, and he's fouled. Got it on the wrist. And just the sheer size of Kennedy is his best friend right now.
Absolutely. Listen, Class C, 6'8", 280. That doesn't happen. And he's actually got some great athleticism coordination. If you took him from November to now, it's a totally different kid.
Night and day.
And night and day. And he's proven it right now. He's proven to be the most important person on the court for Cooperstown.
Kennedy's first shot is good. He's got 13. Just for example, on that rebound there, I mean, he's just the first guy to get the ball. I mean, he's just right there.
Yep, and you had two guys around him, and he didn't even have to leave his feet.
No. Kennedy's second shot from the line. Too strong.
And he's 3-for-4 from the line, which you'll take all day long.
We're tied up at 55. Timeout taken here by Greenport with a minute 50 to go in the third. Again, tied at 55 in the state semis. Cooperstown and Greenport on WCDO. We'll be right back.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State excellence in broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. A minute 50 to go in the third quarter in the boys' New York State Class D semifinals. Cooperstown is tied with Greenport from Long Island at 55. The Porters have the ball. They go inside to Jude Swan. Back out to Aki Anderson. Anderson's pass floats over everybody. Not sure who the intended target was, but it goes into the front row of the stands. And Cooperstown will get it back.
Yeah, Cooperstown went man-to-man there. Ryan Lansing is now on Anderson, and which is nice. You can see the athleticism versus athleticism, and Ryan's going to make it hard on Anderson the rest of the way.
Cooperstown tries to go inside. Lansing was looking for Lambert, punched out of bounds by the Porters with a minute 25 to go in the third. Again, tied at 55 here in the state semifinals. Winner will get middle-early college out of Section 6 in the championship game tomorrow. Fernari for three. In and out. It was halfway down. Anderson skies for a rebound. Windexing the glass. Back down the floor for Greenport. And this will be Ev Corwin Jr. pulling it back out. Dumps it inside for Swan. Muscles his way up. It won't go. Kennedy with a block. Oh, it looked pretty clean. But Zach Riggins is going to head to the line here for Greenport.
Yeah, what they did was everybody in the stand sees that John Kennedy had an easy block, but it was on Jesse Fornari underneath. He got him with a push of the body, and, you know, it was a good call. I know Cooperstown fans don't want to hear that, but it was definitely a good call, and John Kennedy did a great job.
Fans don't like it on the replay as Riggins will head to the line, and the first shot is up and good for Riggins. He's got five.
But as a coach on the bench, you see a different side. You can see that he was underneath. You know, they're looking at the top, seeing what Kennedy did, but they don't realize that Fornari was called for it.
Riggins' second shot is good, so he goes 2 out of 2. And Greenport leads Cooperstown 57-55 with a minute to go in the third quarter. Here is Lansing in the backcourt. Handles the pressure very nicely across the midcourt timeline. Lansing picks up his dribble in the tough spot, goes to Fornari. Fornari back to Lambert. Far side, Calvin Sandler dials up a three, left it short. Hit off the left side of the rim. Riggins a rebound, then he traveled. With 45 seconds to go in the third, Cooperstown trails by two in the state semis, 57-55.
Yeah, Coach Lambert just called over his son Jack and just said, you need to go get the ball. And this is what's happening is that Greensport has adjusted where they went box and one, and Lambert has been out of the offensive scheme right now, and he needs to get back into it for Cooperstown to have success.
Cooperstown goes in on the inbounds pass to Kennedy. It's stripped out of bounds. Last touch by Coop. The Porters will get it back. Cooperstown trails by a deuce with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ev Corwin comes across midcourt. Greenport is in the purple with the gold and the white trim. Cooperstown's in the home whites with the black and orange trim. Porters going left to right. Aki Anderson, a deep three. Riggins is there for a rebound blocked by Kennedy. And Kennedy scoops up the loose change and into the hands of Sandler with 20 seconds to go in the third. Cooperstown trailing by two. They go to Lambert, left side for a three, short. Kennedy a rebound at the right low block, trying to muscle his way inside. Kennedy pushes it up, it won't go. Rebound again for Kennedy, and let's see, travel with 7 seconds to go.
But you know what? You could not fault John Kennedy for the effort. Man. Long rebound, takes a couple dribbles, goes back up, and then he goes and gets his own rebound. He fell to the ground, but what an effort.
5 seconds left, third quarter. Does Greenport get a shot up? I don't think they're aware of the time. Anderson with a fall-away jumper, no good. And that'll do it. Three quarters in the books. We'll have 8 minutes to decide the state semifinals. It's Greenport 57, Cooperstown 55. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you to start the fourth quarter on WCDO. Here's Corwin for three. Nobody picked him up, and a huge three there for Greenport to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah, nobody picked him up because Cooperstown's gone to a triangle and two, and this is the same offense or defense that they ran against Utica Academy in the sectional semis, or sorry, the sectional finals. It was successful, and they're trying to use the same thing against this team.
Here's Lambert, takes it to the rim and lays it in. Jack Lambert won't be denied. He's got 28. Cooperstown trails 60-57. Early in the fourth quarter of the state semifinals. Here's Corwin again for three. This one is an air ball. Out of bounds and back to the Hawkeyes. So again, 7:20 to go, fourth quarter. Greenport 60, Cooperstown 57. You'll want to stay tuned for the exciting conclusion here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Now we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Cooperstown.
Yeah,
here down low.
We're going to have a moving screen. What happens is Cooperstown, they're boxing one offense. They run Jack Lambert off of three screens on the baseline, and Ryan Lanson got caught shuffling his feet because they are, Greenport is playing the boxing one off or defense.
Here is Jackson Swan, left side. We'll go to Aki Anderson. Gets sandwiched, dribbles through two defenders, and is fouled with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And Cooperstown trailing by three, 60-57. Winner will go to the state championship game tomorrow. 7 minutes left to decide this game. Aki Anderson will inbound the basketball for Greenport as they go left to right. Tries to get it in, but Greenport will call a timeout. 60-57 the score. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, another three from Corwin. It was short, went off the hands of a Cooperstown defender, and out of bounds it stays with Greenport. 6:55 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lull, Matt Hazard with you on CDO. Cooperstown boys trailing 60-57. A shot from Greenport on the inbounds pass, no good. Kennedy with a rebound. Into the hands of Sandler, back down the floor. Sandler to Jack Lambert. Lambert will work it outside for Lansing for three off the back of the rim. No good. Kennedy, a rebound, puts it up and in.
If Cooperstown's able to come back to in this game, John Kennedy deserves a lot of credit for that. He is handling the boards big time for Cooperstown.
As now with the steal at midcourt by Lambert. Lambert with the breakaway, puts it up and in. Lambert's got 30. And Cooperstown retakes the lead 61-60 with 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Greenport trying to answer. They go inside to Jude Swan, and he travels, giving the ball back to Cooperstown with 6:10 to go in the fourth, and the Hawkeyes leading by a point.
Greenport hasn't been able to adjust to this triangle in two. What they're banking on is that the one left guard has to be able to hit threes, and if you look at him shooting threes, you're saying, Cooperstown, I will let him shoot all day.
Lambert with a killer crossover goes left side. Cooperstown going right to left. They go to the high post for Lifgren. Lifgren into the corner now for Ryan Lansing. Comes off a screen. Pull up 20-footer. Good. Lansing, his first bucket of the game, and Cooperstown leads by a triple.
Ryan Lansing lives for these moments. I coach him. I've coached him a number of years. He likes these moments, and he is going to try to use his athleticism to take advantage of it.
Greenport trying to go inside to Swan. It was knocked away, and here comes Sandler splitting through two defenders, takes it the length of the court. His layup won't go. Porter's with a rebound. They got numbers if they can hurry. Here's Aki Anderson. Goes out to Jackson Swan in the corner for three. It rolls in. And Swan's got 17, and we're tied at 63 with 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Lambert in the backcourt. Lost control of it, and it rolls out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Greenport. Lambert was stripped of the ball at midcourt, and there was just nothing he could do before it rolled out of bounds.
You know, Calvin Sandler went sprinting down the court trying to get a layup, and all the momentum was on Cooperstown's side, and then all of a sudden Cooperstown didn't get a call, didn't get back. Greenport hits a three, and now it's just a momentum game, it seems.
5:15 to go in the fourth. We're tied at 63 in the state semis. We'll take a timeout and be back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local,
fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:15 to go in the fourth quarter, 63-63, Cooperstown and Greenport. The Porters will have the ball at midcourt, going left to right. No matter how this game ends up, this has been a heck of a battle today between Greenport from Section 11, Cooperstown from Section 3. Top of the key now for Josh Santacroce. Leaves it back for Aki Anderson at the New York State logo at midcourt here at the arena in Binghamton in the state semifinals. Porters will go to the high post. Swan with a turnaround jumper. Jude Swan's shot is off the mark. Sandler hustles for a rebound. Ball still loose on the floor. Riggins comes away, and now a fresh 35 for Greenport as they got the rebound. Here's Aki Anderson again, tied at 63 with 4:40 to go fourth quarter. Santacroce to the rim. His shot was halfway down, popped out, almost fell down in, but instead misses. Ball out of bounds back to Cooperstown.
An underwritten story right here is that Calvin Sandler has pretty much taken Jackson Swan out of this game from the offensive side. He's really been irrelevant for the last number of minutes. And this is a smart play here, sending Jack Lambert all the way to the other end of the court, away from the ball. They're going to try to run the three picks for Jack, trying to get him the ball.
Lambert with the ball now, comes off a screen at the top of the key, goes to Lansing, left side for three, got it. Ryan Lansing dials long distance for Cooperstown, and he's got 5 points.
Nate, rewind a couple weeks ago, Utica Academy of Science, Ryan Lansing made a huge impact in the fourth quarter.
Cooperstown leads 66-63. In the paint, a floating jumper for Corwin, but Swan almost used it as an alley-oop to put it in. Jude Swan now with 16, and it's a one-point game. The Hawkeyes lead the Porters 66-65 with 3:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Sandler across midcourt. Who has more gas in the tank right now? Sandler straight away for three for Cooperstown. Off the side of the rim. Kennedy cleans it up, puts it in for Coop.
There's Kennedy. He is making himself known. What a game for Kennedy.
68-65. The Hawkeyes on top with 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter here on CDO. Don't turn that dial, folks. Here is Aki Anderson. Anderson with a chest pass to the far side. Corwin for three. Buried it.
If you had told me that this game was 68-68 with 3 minutes and 20 seconds left, I would have called you a liar. If it was this high scoring, I thought Cooperstown wouldn't be within 15 points. But they are sticking right with them, but they turn the ball over right now.
Now the Porters with a steal right in front of the Cooperstown bench with 3 minutes to go, tied at 68. Corwin with the ball. On that last possession, he had a big three. Lansing trying to steal it. It's a hot potato at midcourt, and we'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to the Hawkeyes. Lambert thought he had it in time to get it to Lansing, who would have had a breakaway layup, but the Zebra crew calls it a jump ball.
Yeah, we got 3 minutes left here. It's a good time to share. Cooperstown has 8 seniors, and they are trying to do everything they can to make sure that this is not their last game, and they're playing on St. Patty's Day in the final possible game that you could play in your career in the state championship. And we'll see what that next 3 minutes plays out.
2:55 to go, fourth quarter, tied at 68. Here is Lambert on the right side. Passes inside for Kennedy. He's trying to work some room. Goes back out for Lambert. A pull-up jumper is pure for Lambert on the right baseline. He's got 32.
Great job by Lambert moving without the ball. He entered it in from the wing, and then Kennedy drew defenders, and he pumped it back out to Lambert for a baseline jumper.
Here's Corwin to the bucket. Rolls in and out. Kennedy a rebound. Kennedy now goes to Lambert. Cooperstown leads by 2, 70-68. And now we got a foul at midcourt on Corwin, right on the New York State logo here in Binghamton at midcourt. 2:25 to go.
So that's Greenport's 6th foul. That means both teams, you know, every foul from this point forward will be shooting.
So 2:25 to go in the fourth. Cooperstown leads 70-68. Hawkeyes will get it into Lansing. Lansing on the right side will go back up to Calvin Sandler. Sandler to the high post, back out Lansing, a deep three for Coop. It's short. Kennedy a rebound, but he lost control of it. Corwin throws it down the court, and is fouled with 2:13 to go in the fourth. Corwin was getting the contact from Kennedy and tried the old underhand heave to throw it down the court. I didn't know if they'd give it to him, but I think they're actually... No, this is the seventh foul. Okay.
Yeah, they're going to give a foul on John Kennedy. Big man fell to the ground, taking out the little guard, and the little guard gets the call. We're going to the line with a 1-1 situation. Comes down to foul shots. Cooperstown hit the foul shots very well over playoff time, so we'll see.
Cooperstown with 17 fouls. As Corwin hits the first, Greenport has six. So Corwin has really come alive the last couple of minutes. Not afraid to shoot. Gets his first foul shot. He's got 10 points. Second one coming. And this one rattles in.
He's showing a lot of steadiness for a freshman, especially.
We're tied at 70 with 2:10 to go in the fourth. Sandler finds Ryan Lansing. Left side, Cooperstown going right to left. Sandler will reverse to Jack Lambert, who has 32 points. He's 2 points away from his career high. Back to Sandler with a dribble drive into Lansing in the corner. 20 on the shot clock. Lansing gets some real estate, fires up a three and buries it.
Hey, might have gotten away with an offensive push, but that's okay. He got the three-pointer, got his feet underneath him.
Cooperstown leads by three. Kennedy tips it out of bounds. It'll stay with Greenport underneath their own basket. Timeout taken here by Greenport with a minute 43 to go in the fourth. Cooperstown leads 73-70. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be back on CDO.
Feeling lucky? Well, you should, because Bob's Diner in Bainbridge will be serving their famous corned beef and cabbage special this Saturday, March 16th. Tina's specially prepared corned beef and cabbage is like none other and includes bread, skin, mashed potatoes, carrots, and grilled corn muffin. Enjoy it for lunch or dinner this Saturday, March 16th. It's the very best corned beef and cabbage around. Go ahead, give it a try. We think you'll agree at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Matt Hazard with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. A big thanks to all our special sponsors. We'll be recognizing them throughout our postgame show as well, where we give out our three awards for offense, defense, all-purpose. Cooperstown leads by three over Greenport in the state semis. 73-70 with a minute 43 to go. Unbelievable here.
Yeah, no foul trouble at this point in the game, so we'll see how Cooperstown plays this out.
And so Greenport's going to inbound the basketball out of the timeout on their own baseline underneath their own bucket. Everett Corwin, head coach here for Greenport, having a quick word with the officials. Now we'll get back underway. They dish it down low. Shot won't go. A right-handed layup. Rolls out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Cooperstown. Easy look at it, but it wouldn't go down with a minute 37 left.
Yeah, minute 37, up three. Cooperstown with the ball. Got to make sure you stay within your offense. Don't go too slow where you start losing the momentum that you've gained. Here comes Lansing for
Lansing
three.
Lansing for three, no good. Lifgren a rebound. He's stripped of the ball, gets it back. Back out to Sandler. Down to Lansing, inside for Kennedy. Kennedy trying to work his way down low. Kennedy, the turnaround shot is blocked by Swan, but it's a foul. With a minute 15 to go, and Cooperstown leading by three, Kennedy to the line.
What a calm, collected move by Kennedy. Caught it on the block. He looked both ways. He took a couple of dribbles, and then he finally went up on his left side, and Swan fouled him. Now let's see if Kennedy can knock down the foul shot to extend this lead.
Kennedy to the line with a minute 15 to go. Trying to make this a double-digit or a two-possession game, I should say. Kennedy's first shot, no good. Gets a little encouragement here from Lifgren and Lansing in the paint. Cooperstown trying to advance to the state finals tomorrow. The winner of this game will take on Middle Early College from Section 6. 1:15 to go. Kennedy's shot is no good. A rebound for Swan, and Greenport will bring it up the floor. Here comes Aki Anderson. Anderson tries to take it to the rim, lays it up and in. Aki Anderson's now got 19 points, and Coop leads by a single point with a minute to go, 73-72 in the state semis. Here is Lambert left side. Lambert with a little jab step. He's got Corwin right in his shorts. He pulls up for the jumper from the foul line. It won't go. Rebound to Greenport. A home run pass ahead. Here for Jackson Swan. Takes it to the rim. Count it, and he's fouled. Lansing fouled him, and Jackson Swan will head to the line with 19 points, and 46 seconds left, and Greenport leading 74-73.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they just broke out. It was a long rebound on the last, but you had it on the foul shot, and then you had it on that shot off of Lambert, and Greenport took advantage. And now they got a situation where they could have a two-point lead, but there's still plenty of time for Cooperstown.
A lot of time left, 46 seconds left. Anderson is at the line. Anderson's foul shot rattles in, so he's got 20. Cooperstown will get it in the backcourt and take a timeout. With 46 seconds left, Greenport leads 75-73. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
45 seconds to go out of the timeout. Cooperstown will break the full court pressure. They trail 75-73. Now 40 seconds left here in the state semifinals. Here's Jack Lambert. He's got 32 points. That's a game high. 2 points off a career high. Here's Lambert. Killer crossover. Steps into a jumper and buries it. He's got 34, and we're tied at 75 with 20 seconds to go. Greenport will have the ball with a chance to win. 18 seconds left. Greenport is at midcourt in front of the media table here. Here is Aki Anderson. We're down to 10 seconds. Anderson still at midcourt, trying to get around Lansing. Anderson gets in, pulls up for a jumper, can't get it. Rebound for Cooperstown. Ahead to Lansing. Pulls it out. Gets it to Sandler. He's going to have to fire it up. No. We'll head to overtime, tied at 75. Unbelievable, Matt. That was wild in the last 20 seconds.
Unbelievable, and I don't want to do this, but I have to say it. If Ryan Lansing's eyes are up, he's got Jack Lambert for a layup and game over. State final.
They had a chance.
You know what? If you're going into overtime right now, you got to feel good, though, after that, because Greenport had a great look at it, hit the front part of the rim. Noah Lifgren comes down with the rebound, and here we are going to OT. State semifinals, overtime. Can't be any better than this.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with overtime, baby, here on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Here we go for OT. Greenport will fire up the first shot after the opening tip. It's no good, and we're underway. So it's a four-minute overtime period. Cooperstown will go right to left. Here's Lansing. So Calvin Sandler for three, and he's got 10, and Cooperstown takes the lead, 78-75 here in overtime. 3:35 to go. Aki Anderson is across midcourt in the state semifinals, folks. Here is Anderson. Dribbles through traffic, and he's fouled at the right low block. With 3:27 to go, Cooperstown leads 78-75.
And that was a great move by Anderson on the way back for Greenport. He split two defenders, and Calvin Sandler got him from behind, going to the line for two shots. And Greenport's been doing a great job at the foul line.
Porters are at the line with Aki Anderson. First one is swish. He's got 21.
Yeah, what's happening is when Coach Lambert puts the ball in Jack's hands at the point, they're firing two guys at him, and Sandler and Lansing have been hitting the outside shots as Anderson knocks down the second one. If they continue to hit these outside shots, Cooperstown's going to walk away with this win.
3:20 to go in the overtime period. Cooperstown leads 78-77. They go to Lansing, left side for three, just too strong. Hit the rim three times, wouldn't go down. Greenport with the rebound, ahead now for Swan. He goes up and he's fouled by Sandler. Just the speed of Jackson Swan helps him get to the rim and he's fouled.
When they get a rebound, what they're doing is they're firing two, sometimes three guys out at the same time, and they're up-court passing to each other is phenomenal. They're catching themselves in great fast-break situations.
So this will be Jackson Swan to the line. He's got 19, make it 20. So Jackson Swan with 20, Aki Anderson with 22, Ev Corwin with 11, Jude Swan with 16. That's for Greenport. Lambert has 34 for Coop. Kennedy has 17. Sandler has 10. Lansing has 8. Lifgren has 7. Second shot for Swan won't go down. Rebound for Lifgren.
Great box out by Noah Lifgren. And now Cooperstown has brought in Jesse Fenari and taking John Kennedy out of the game, giving him a little bit breather. He's going to be important later on this game.
Tied at 78 with 2:55 to go in overtime. Here is Lambert. Lambert pulls up a 20-footer left side. Bang for Lambert.
And that's a new career high, 36 points for Jack Lambert. And if this is his final game, which we all hope it's not, what a way to go out.
2:40 to go here in overtime. Coop leads by two. Aki Anderson pulls up from the left. Elbow no good. Swan is there for the rebound and muscles it in. Jude Swan's got 18, and we're tied at 80 with 2.5 to go.
Yeah, Swan hasn't been much of an offensive threat in the second half, but that was a huge play by him, pushing some guys out of the way.
Lambert finds Funari. He didn't pull the trigger. Goes to Lifgren at the high post, and he threw it away. Here comes Jackson Swan. Wants to take it to the rim. Can't get it to go, but Lansing fouls him. With 2:10 to go in overtime, we're tied at 80.
Yeah, Ryan Lansing had no other choice, but, you know, that actually made him foul out of the game. And looking back, he might have wanted just to let him give up the 2 points. But what a great game by Ryan Lansing, especially that fourth quarter. He had huge shots from the outside. But what this does is it takes another offensive threat out of Cooperstown's hands, and John Kennedy comes back in, but Jesse Fenari isn't as much of a threat from the outside.
At the line, first shot is good for Jackson Swan. And it's been such a wild and crazy atmosphere here. I think we've kind of lost track of who's in foul trouble, who's not. It's just been that kind of a game here. So Lansing fouls out. And the second shot at the line for Swan is good. He's got 22. And so Greenport leads by two, 82-80. With 2:05 to go in overtime. Here is Sandler at the top of the key, trying to go to Lambert, and he does, and he's fouled. With 2:04 to go, the Porters leading the Hawkeyes by two here in the state semifinals in overtime.
Yep, and now Jack Kennedy is going to the foul line. And now Cooperstown, you've got 2 minutes. You know, you've got to look at the possessions. There's going to be plenty of possessions here. You just got to get one and done. And you got to try to get to the rim. If you're on the offensive side, get yourself to the foul line at the very least. And Jack Lambert, who knocks down the first one, he's automatic from the line. So you want to make sure you keep the ball in his hand as much as possible.
Lambert stepping in for his second shot. It's good. Lambert's got 38.
Kind of has a feel of Tyler Bertram back in the day when he scored 55 against Moravia. I think he scored 55 of the 65 points for Cooperstown that day.
Porters with the ball. We're tied at 82 with 1:50 to go. Aki Anderson straightaway three, no good. Kennedy a rebound. Kennedy with an outlet pass here to Jack Lambert. Lambert down the left side, needs to get across midcourt. Lambert on the right side, curls around a defender, still holding onto the ball in front of the Cooperstown bench. Hawkeyes going right to left. Here's Jesse Fenari. Finds Sandler. Sandler almost had it punched away. There's 15 on the shot clock. Now he does lose it. Porter's at midcourt. Aki Anderson to the rim. Shot won't go, but it's a charge taken by Jesse Fenari.
And what did I say in the starting lineup? He does everything you want him to do, and he steps in and he takes a charge with 1:23 left in overtime in a tied game, giving Cooperstown the ball back in a fast break situation. What a play by Jesse.
Timeout taken with 1:23 to go in overtime. We're tied at 82. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back to the arena in Binghamton. The New York State Boys Class C semifinals. Winner will go to the state championship. We're in overtime with a minute 23 to go. Cooperstown and Greenport are tied at 82.
Yeah, you know, Jesse Fenari just took a charge there. He's on the court right now for one reason. He's meant to spy Jack Lambert's defender, go set screens for him, multiple screens in an offensive possession. And instead, he comes on the defensive end on a fast break situation where Greenport is going to take the lead, and he takes a charge. What a huge play.
Cooperstown with the ball with a minute 20 to go in overtime, going right to left. Here is Lambert. He's blanketed by defenders. They'll pass it down low. Kennedy gets a rebound off a miss there from Jesse Fenari. We'll have a jump ball that keeps it with Cooperstown. He was going back up. He actually made the shot, but they'll say that he got tied up first with a minute 13 to go.
Yeah, he brought it too far back behind his head, and you had Greenport get two different defenders on him.
Cooperstown gets it in on the baseline. They go left side for Lambert. He pulls up for a jumper. Got it. Lambert now with 41 points. Cooperstown leads 84-82 with a minute to go in overtime in the state semifinals. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you here on CDO. Here's Aki Anderson in front of his own bench. They go inside for Jude Swan. Intercepted. He tried to go cross court, and Sandler took it away. Sandler down the court here for Cooperstown. Pumps the brakes. Passes one over for Fenari. He wants a three straight away. Halfway down, rattled out. Kennedy the rebound. He's blocked by Swan, but he's fouled with 35 seconds left. Coop leads 84-82, and Kennedy is going to go to the line.
Jesse Fenari took an outside shot, and it looked like it was in, and that would have sealed it for Cooperstown. But who was there? John Kennedy with the offensive board. Now he's going to shoot some foul shots.
Wow. I mean, that was absolutely wild there for Fenari. How about that for Fenari in that moment to take that shot?
Oh, I wouldn't have done it. I would have pulled it out because Greenport was in a position where they had to foul. If you're Greenport, you got the right guy on the line. You got John Kennedy, not necessarily the best foul shooter traditionally. If two-point game, if he can make one out of two, that's what's big.
Kennedy to the line. First shot, no good. Too strong. Second shot coming. Here for Kennedy, and this is the big one. With 35 seconds left, Cooperstown leading by two. This could at least ensure that if Greenport comes down and hits the three, you're still in a tie game. State semifinals, Kennedy at the line. That second shot, no good. Porter's with the rebound. 30 seconds left. They come across midcourt. Here's Aki Anderson. We'll have a foul on Sandler with exactly 30 seconds left.
Well, here's the good thing for Cooperstown. Sandler fouls him. Okay, he's got to go. He's got to hit two foul shots. You got 30 seconds left. Shot clock's off. Cooperstown's going to either have a chance to go into a second overtime if he hits both, or have a shot to win it.
Oof. Can't get much better than this. Aki Anderson at the line for Greenport. First shot is good for Anderson.
Are you having a little relapse with Delhi here?
Yes, I am. This is just like the Delhi girls last year winning in overtime in the Class D championship up at Hudson Valley. Anderson's second shot is good. He's got 24.
Wow, so smooth.
We're tied at 84 with 30 seconds left in overtime. We're going to step away for a quick 30 seconds break. We'll be right back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local,
fully insured and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Thanks for joining us here today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We are tied 84-84 with 30 seconds to go in overtime, and Cooperstown will have the ball. Here we go. Who's going to be the hero here?
Well, you can see one thing that Greenport did was they took the center, Jude Swan, off the court. They're trying to make it speedier. They're going to press probably full court. They got nobody back to play against John Kennedy. Here's what's an advantage for Cooperstown. You shoot from the outside, you've got a great opportunity with two bigs to be able to get the offensive rebound. But I do not expect anybody to take this last shot for Cooperstown other than Jack Lambert.
Here is Sandler. Gets it across midcourt. Sandler with the ball finds Lambert. 20 seconds left. Lambert comes off a screen, wants to take it to the rim. It's knocked out of his hands by Aki Anderson with 15 seconds left. Greenport's going to have a chance for the final shot. Here is Anderson at the top of the key. Pulls up for a jumper off the side of the rim. Goes to Lambert. 6 seconds left. Lambert to midcourt. Lambert trying to pull up for the jumper. It's knocked out of his hands. He shoots. It's no good. Is there a foul at the buzzer?
No.
No. We're going to double OT, baby. 84-84 in the state semifinals.
Wow. You know what? Jack Lambert, I think, went a little bit too early the first time. Cooperstown didn't get the rebound. Greenport goes, and then they took a shot with 10 seconds left, and both of them getting multiple opportunities. Jack Lambert actually got two shots off in that last one, and both of them were blocked. And here we go into double overtime. Early Middle College has to be loving the fact that they got to play a whole extra frame again.
All right, second overtime coming up. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back here in the state semifinals, tied at 84. Cooperstown and Greenport headed for double OT here on CDO.
Feeling lucky? Well, you should, because Bob's Diner in Bainbridge will be serving their famous corned beef and cabbage special this Saturday, March 16th. Tina's specially prepared corned beef and cabbage is like none other and includes bread, skinned mashed potatoes, carrots, and grilled corn muffin. Enjoy it for lunch or dinner this Saturday, March 16th. It's the very best corned beef and cabbage around. Go ahead, give it a try. We think you'll agree at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So we start the second overtime period here at the arena in Binghamton in the New York State Boys Class C semifinals, tied at 84 apiece between Cooperstown and Greenport from Section 11 on Long Island. Another 4 minutes. We talked about gas in the tank earlier. Who's got it now? Jack Lambert's got a game high, a new career high, 41 points. And he's going to need more if Cooperstown wants to win. Here is Sandler taking it to the rim. Shot won't go. Lipgren a rebound out of bounds. Last touch by the Porters. It'll stay with Greenport. No, it'll stay with Cooperstown, excuse me.
And Cooperstown has the definite size advantage right now on any situation. There's John Kennedy flashing through the lane on an inbounds from Jack Lambert, and he gets an easy two.
Kennedy has got 19 points, and it's 86-84. Left side here for the Porters. This will be the Porters setting it up on offense. Here's Aki Anderson, tries to dish it off. Pull-up jumper in the lane is good for Jameek Freeman, who's into the game for the first time. And it's 86-86. And now back down the floor, Lambert is fouled as he came across midcourt and slid all the way up on the floor to the top of the arc. Kennedy has 19 right now.
Yeah, and along to go with 18 rebounds. So he's starting to look to put a game together like his brother did almost all last year, who went on to play in college this past year. And actually, good luck to him. He's going to be taking part in the National Rugby Championships.
Wow.
But a story here is that Jack Lambert went down hard, and whether it's a knee, it's on the same leg that he had an ankle problem on early in the sectional run, but he's going up to shoot 1-1.
Lambert's first shot from the line, in and out.
Oh, sorry, Susan, he's shooting two.
86-86 the score with 3:17 to go here in double OT. Both teams will be shooting the rest of the way as they both have 10 team fouls. Lambert's second shot is good, so he goes one out of two. He's got 42 points, and the Hawkeyes lead 87-86 here in double OT with 3:10 to go in overtime. I should say double overtime, in case you're just joining us.
What an atmosphere, Nate. I mean, both crowds are absolutely into this game, and how can you not be? What an intense game, high scoring, 87-86.
Jackson Swan with the basketball, pulls up at the foul line. It's off the back of the rim and no good. A rebound for Kennedy. Kennedy looking for the outlet pass, and he finds Jack Lambert, the senior leader, with 2:45 to go in double OT. Lambert comes off a screen from Kennedy. It was a solid one. Tries to hang in there. The shot is short. Aki Anderson with a rebound. Ahead now. Taking it all the way is Jackson Swan. A lot of contact, no call. He misses the left-handed layup. Now a reach-in foul on Jackson Swan. That one, I think, was... You know, he was just frustrated and tried to steal it back. Sandler, with good ball handling there, absorbs the contact for the foul.
Yeah, absolutely. He had an easy layup, not an easy layup. Jesse Panari was running on his backside, but he missed it hard, and Calvin Sandler got the rebound, and Jackson Swan went tumbling for the ball and caught a piece of Sandler, and now he's going line for two, trying to extend Cooperstown's lead.
2.5 to go in double OT. Cooperstown leads 87-86. Sandler to the line. Sandler's first shot is good. He has 11 points, and Cooperstown takes the lead 88-86. In double overtime here at the arena, both crowds, as Matt said, are loving it. Thanks for joining us on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Sandler's second shot is good. Like he's shooting them in the backyard. It's 89-86 right now as Greenport brings it back up the floor. Greenport settling in, going left to right with 2:18 to go in double OT. Cooperstown leads 89-86. Here's Aki Anderson down low, a little up and under move. Traveling violation gives it back to Cooperstown with 2:13 to go.
Here's a chance for Cooperstown. Make it a two-possession game. Greenport bringing the full court press.
Here's Sandler in the backcourt. Sandler gets across the midcourt timeline for Cooperstown. Sandler splits to two defenders, leaves it off for Kennedy, who puts it up. It swirls around the ball and in. Kennedy's got 21, and it's 91-86. Cooperstown on top. They'll go to the top of the key for Ev Corwin. Corwin goes to Anderson. Anderson goes back far side for Jackson Swan, who dumps it off for Riggins, who puts it in, and Riggins has 8. And Cooperstown leads 91-88 with a minute 40 to go. Double overtime here at the arena. Sandler back up the floor, gets across midcourt, and goes to Lambert left side. Lambert on the baseline, takes it to the rim, was blocked, leaves it off for Kennedy, and he traveled. With a minute 25 to go, Cooperstown leads 91-88.
Hey, he got stuck in the air. And if you're looking right now, you look at Jack Lambert is giving everything he can. He is... doesn't have much energy left, and who does right now? I don't have much energy left after calling these. But Cooperstown's 3-point lead, minute 20. Greenport has the ball.
Greenport with the basketball, and they'll throw it out of bounds. Anderson couldn't get there in time. Coop will get it back with a minute 15 to go. Up 91-88, and a timeout is taken here by Cooperstown.
Very good timeout by Coach Lambert here, giving his guys a break with a minute and 15 seconds left.
So we'll take a break as well, and we'll be right back with the exciting conclusion in double OT here in the state semis. Cooperstown leads 91-88 on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
1:15 to go in double OT. Cooperstown leads 91-88. And out of the timeout, Nate Lowe, Matt Hazard. Matt, what do you think Coach Lambert's saying here?
Well, they've got it. What has to happen here is Greenport is not going to, they shouldn't foul. It's a minute and 15 seconds left. You're only down three. This is a situation where you want to try to get it. I think you want to try to get it to the Lifgren and foul line. Either let him put it up on the floor, get to the hoop, or let him distribute it accordingly with Lambert coming off a couple of screens and maybe hitting the shot right at the top of the key.
They get it into Sandler in the backcourt. He gets to midcourt. Sandler into the paint, dumps it off for Lifgren, who goes up and is blocked by Riggins with a minute to go. Good clean block there, and Greenport brings it back down. Here's Aki Anderson for three. Got it. Aki Anderson now with 27 points. 50 seconds to go. We're tied at 91.
What a game.
Here is Lambert on the right side. Lambert at midcourt finds Sandler. Sandler at the top of the key goes back to Lambert. Lambert comes off a screen, pulls it back out. 35 seconds to go on the game clock, 15 on the shot clock. Lambert pulls up, jumper is short, rebound for Greenport. Here is Aki Anderson in transition, wants to take it to the rim, missed it. Ball is loose, it's a hot potato out of bounds. Last touched by Cooperstown and stays with Greenport with 21 seconds to go.
That's a tough call. We were blocked off by a number of guys, so we couldn't see from this side. Looked like Jesse Fernari was falling to the ground, threw it off of Greenport's guy, but there were two refs there. They said it didn't happen. I don't know. We can't see. There will be a replay probably coming on the big screen, but they might not want to show it because it won't help in a situation either way.
Greenport gets it in. We're tied 91-91 in double OT here at the arena in Binghamton. 15 seconds left. Greenport with the ball. They can play for the win. Here's Aki Anderson at midcourt. He's counting it down to 10 seconds. Now he's going to start. Anderson goes to the right side, pulls it back out. Anderson goes far side, sees Jackson Swan for three, no good. Triple overtime, here we come at the arena. A little bit of a collision after the final whistle there. We're tied at 91, the third overtime coming up here in the New York State Boys Class C semifinals. We'll be right back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, I can officially say now that I've called a three overtime game. I don't think I can say I've done that before.
Feels like Syracuse-UConn.
Yeah.
We just had that date this other day. It will be interesting to see what happens here. This is easily the greatest game in Cooperstown basketball history, I would say. Triple overtime, state semifinals. Unbelievable. Looking back at the last possession there for Greenport, they were very stagnant. They didn't do much. Anderson, he waited till the shot was there. They made sure that they got it down so that nobody else could have it, and they just didn't capitalize.
So here we go. Started the third overtime. We're tied at 91 here in the state semifinals between Cooperstown and Greenport. Greenport wins the tip. They fire up a three immediately. And it's no good. Cooperstown back the other way. Sandler, no good. The rebound for Jack Lambert. Tip drill is good. He's got 44 points. And Cooperstown leads 93-91. 3:40 to go in the third overtime. A shot here from Greenport is no good. Kennedy a rebound. And Cooperstown's got some breathing room.
Now Kennedy has 21 points, 21 rebounds. I said earlier that Cooperstown needed to control the boards. Him and Lifgren have done a phenomenal job, probably pulling down over 30 rebounds apiece.
Here's Lambert in the paint, dumps it off for Kennedy, puts it up and in. And it's a four-point lead for Cooperstown. Kennedy with 23 now. Back down the floor. Here's Aki Anderson to the hoop. It won't go, but he's fouled. That ball just hung on the rim and then fell off.
Yeah, Anderson is really, he's Greenport's offense right now. Jackson Swan, when he can get open, he has been able to capitalize. But Anderson is he's tired. He's leaning over the ball right now before his foul shots, trying to make this a two-point game.
95-91 with 3:10 to go here in the third overtime in the state semifinals, and Aki Anderson knocks down the first shot. Unbelievable. So Aki Anderson now, let's tally him up here. He has 28 for Greenport, the school from Section 11 out of Long Island. Second shot for Anderson is short. Rebound for Cooperstown. Sandler has it, trying to dribble out of trouble. Sandler will go to Jack Lambert. 3 minutes to go in the third overtime. Lambert takes it the length of the court, and it's good. Lambert now with 46 points on a left-handed layup, and Cooperstown leads 97-92 with 2:50 to go. Triple overtime. Greenport with a three ball. That shot won't go. Kendi a rebound. Jackson Swan couldn't get the touch there.
Okay, we got a five-point game. 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. This is a huge possession for Cooperstown. If they can make this into a seven-point game, this could be huge. But they stop play as Greenport player is Anderson is buckled over. Either he got hit in the stomach or he is so dehydrated because of all the effort that he's putting out there.
So the official just called timeout right in the middle of that play.
With Cooperstown with the ball, which is very unusual. If they have the ball, then normally you stop play, but hard to see that.
Coach Lambert wanted an explanation. I mean, safety first, definitely, but we'll get back underway here with 2.5 to go in triple OT.
Yeah, but the fact that they didn't make him come off the court is a big factor in that, too, because normally when you stop play, that person has to come off the court.
Cooperstown with the lead, 97-92. Now a steal by Aki Anderson at midcourt. Wants to take it the whole length of the rim, or the whole length of the court. It won't go. Jackson Swan a rebound. Fenari gets in there. We got a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to Coop. All the credit in the world for Fenari. He came back, he altered the first layup, got a hand on the second layup as well. That was just unbelievable effort there by Fenari to get back on defense. We got a hurt player. This is Jackson Swan. Head coach Everett Corwin is not pleased here for Greenport with 2:15 to go in triple OT. Cooperstown leading 97-92. This has been a game for the ages here on CDO. We really appreciate you listening in here today. We've had a ton of feedback on Twitter. My email is just blowing up right now with everyone listening on the stream saying thank you. Thank you for being here today. We're going to hope that Jackson Swan is okay here for Greenport.
Yeah, that's a big...
He went down hard.
Yeah, with him, he's going to have to leave the game. With him leaving the court, that's going to be huge for Greenport. But let's reverse. Jack Lambert gets picked at center court. Anderson's in a fast break. You have Jesse Fenari coming down, running behind the play, scaring the offensive player. He misses the layup. Then he gets involved in the situation involved in the play for the rebound and gets a jump ball, and now Cooperstown has the ball. All credit, like you said, to Jesse Fenari.
Jackson Swan is still walking around the court. Okay, he's finally going to go over to the bench. I thought for a split second there they were going to maybe leave him in. He seems to be okay. He's running around on the sideline, I think, trying to get warmed back up here. So he'll check back in immediately, I would say. Cooperstown will get the jump ball and the possession arrow. 97-92 with 2:10 to go here in triple OT. Here's Lambert across midcourt. He's got 46 points for Cooperstown. Goes to Fenari in the corner. Air ball's a three, but they get the rebound. Back out for Fenari again. 2 minutes to go. Now to Lambert. And here to Calvin Sandler at the top of the key for Cooperstown. Sandler dribbles behind the back. As he goes to the right wing side, Cooperstown going right to left. They pump it inside for Kennedy. A turnaround shot for Kennedy is good. He's too big and too strong in there, and he's got 25.
Now it's a seven-point game, 99-92. Greenport is on their heels.
Cooperstown with the lead, 99-92. And now a steal by Lambert at midcourt. He's going to have a breakaway layup. Lambert lays it up and in. He's got 48 points. Cooperstown hits 100. And Cooperstown leads 101-92 here in the third overtime. What a game here from the arena in Binghamton with 1:23 to go in triple OT. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Nate Lowe, Matt Hazard with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Third overtime here in Binghamton in the state semifinals in Class C for boys. Cooperstown leading Greenport. There finally is some separation, 101-92. If you just tuned in, folks, you caught us at the right time, but you have missed a whale of a ball game here this morning between Cooperstown and Greenport. This is probably one of the best games I've ever seen in person, back and forth. If you're here in the arena today, you got treated to an absolute show. If you're a scheduler here for New York State, you're probably crying over in the corner somewhere because this is going to put them so far behind, but who cares? This is great ball.
This is fantastic. You can't beat this.
Porters get the ball to midcourt. They trail 101-92. Cooperstown is in the lead with a minute 15 to go.
And this is their biggest lead of the day.
Right side here, and this is a three ball from the corner for Greenport, and Jackson Swan, fresh off that little ankle injury, appears to be okay. It's 101-95 with a minute to go.
So smooth on that shot.
It looked like just complete early first quarter type of a shot. Lots of energy still for both these teams. And now Fenari is fouled at the top of the key with 52 seconds left. Fenari's going to head to the line, and Greenport trying to do anything they can here to just extend the life of this game a little bit.
You look at the court right now, you got players that are leaned over. You got players stretching out. They've got cramps. I mean, they've found so much energy on this court. They've laid it out here on the line, and then Jesse Fenari steps up, makes it. First foul shot, giving Cooperstown another three-possession game.
Fenari now with 3 points, but he has just been traditional. I mean, he's just been tremendous, I should say.
And traditional format.
Yeah, this is what he does. 102-95, Cooperstown with the lead, and now a foul as Aki Anderson splits through two defenders there. Yeah, traditionally, this is what Fenari does, so I guess that still made sense, but he is just...
Well, and he does
it
in an old-school way.
He does.
It's grit. It's blue collar. And now, you know, Anderson going to the hoop, fouled by Jack. Lambert's going to the line, trying to make it a five-point game. If you're Greenport, we're going to play a foul shot game here the rest of the way. So Cooperstown should keep the hand ball in Jack Lambert's hands as much as possible as Anderson hits the first one.
Aki Anderson now with 29. Now, we joked earlier in the week, if Courtright girls won yesterday, I was going to try to get to Troy to do that game. I would have never made it.
I don't think you would have.
I didn't want to see SK lose.
Or I would have been here by myself.
Yeah. Aki Anderson misses the second shot. Kennedy with the rebound. It goes into the hands of Lambert with 40 seconds left. Lambert is fouled. Cooperstown leads 102-96. Triple overtime here in the state semifinals. Winner will play in tomorrow's state championship game. That game is at noon, right back here at the arena. They'll play Section 6 champion Middle Early College. Lambert at the line with 48 now for Cooperstown. Lambert's first shot is good. He's got 49. Do you know if Bertram's 55 against Moravia is a...
That's a school record.
That's a school record? Okay.
Prior to that, it was 51 by Seth Schaefer.
Colgate guy.
Yep.
50 points. There it is. He's 2 for 2 at the line. Lambert's got 50. 38 seconds left. Greenport will not die. There's Aki Anderson with a breakaway layup. Coop didn't get back. He's got 31. Cooperstown leads 104-98. 30 seconds left. Sandler gets around the screen at midcourt. He's cramping up, and a timeout is taken here by Cooperstown. We saw during the last timeout that Sandler was trying to stretch that calf as much as he could.
Yep.
And he had the old marathon runner cramp right at midcourt.
Yeah, absolutely. He went down in a pile of heap. Thankfully, John Lambert had called the timeout at that point. So now you got a six-point game, 26 seconds. Cooperstown's got the ball on the sideline. They're all rushing over on the sideline trying to get some water for him. But, yeah, going back, this is a perfect opportunity. I think Cooperstown wants to wish, first off, Liz Millay, and her Lemoyne Dolphins, got their first NCAA two women's win last night in a tournament game. They're going now in, I believe, the Sweet 16 for Division II, and they play down in Philadelphia tonight. We want to wish her the best of luck for any
definitely.
Of them. Listen, that's a huge thing. She's a huge part of that team. And then we just talked about Colgate. How about that? Colgate is now going to the NCAA tournament. First time since Seth Schaefer was there in 1996. And from some local aspects, Herkimer Community College is playing in the national championship tonight out in Rochester, Minnesota. So we got some good basketball going on all over the place.
26 seconds left out of the timeout. Cooperstown is going to get the ball in. Sandler is going to go to the bench with that cramp. Sandler is on the bench, and so Spencer Lewis comes in. Cooperstown has to call another timeout. They couldn't get the ball in with 26 seconds to go here in the third OT. Coop leading 104-98, trying to book their tickets to tomorrow's state championship game.
Yeah, tough position there. Spencer Lewis came in for Calvin Sandler, and had to take the ball out of bounds. They put a big person on him. Spencer Sands, 5'9", 5'10", and fresh off the bench, wasn't able to get the ball in as they tried to get it to Lambert. I think one adjustment you might want to make is either have Lifgren or Frenari take the ball in on this possession, since Sandler is still trying to stretch out on the sidelines.
So 26 seconds left here in triple overtime, 104-98. Is the score. Cooperstown on top. We'll have our post-game show coming up. We'll have to probably wrap it up pretty quickly because they're going to try to get this next game in fast. But Cooperstown leading 104-98. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Heck of a game here if the Hawkeyes can gut this one out. They'll inbound the ball at midcourt, and they go to Lambert. Lambert will try to dribble it out here. 20 seconds left, and he's fouled with 21 seconds left now. Cooperstown leading 104-98.
I'm not going to lie. Cooperstown might have gotten away with one right there. Lifgren passed the ball to Jack Lambert a little bit too early, and you could argue that Lambert had the ball and then jumped over for a bad court, but instead they were able to waste off 5 seconds, and Lambert's going to the line shooting two.
Lambert now with 50. Make it 51. And the second shot coming here for Jack Lambert with 21 seconds left. Cooperstown leading 105-98. And the second shot is up and good for Lambert. He has 52. 20 seconds left. It's 106-98. Greenport chucked up a three in desperation. They won't get it. Here's Lambert.
We're going to stay fouls, mate.
Lambert is fouled with 10 seconds left. And Cooperstown's trying to put the icing on the cake. 106-98. What a moment here for the Hawkeyes. They have left it all on the table here today. You hate to see either team lose because they've all left it out there. As Lambert will head to the line here to shoot some more foul shots. He's got 52. This one is good. He's got 53 now. We'll have to check on this too. Someone wrote in on Twitter. I'm not sure if they mean a school record or maybe a state championship record. Most points in a game.
I think Joe Girard might have more than that.
But we'll have to check on that as well. Lambert made the first one, second one coming. 54 for Jack. And it's 108-98, 10 seconds left. Cooperstown boys steal the ball, and they're going to go to the state championship game tomorrow at noon. A triple overtime victory. Cooperstown takes it 108-98 over Greenport in probably the game of the year. Oh, it's definitely the game of the year. Oh. The Hawkeyes take down the Porters. Coach Hazard is getting some hugs here at the media table from some of his former guys here in Coop. And boy, they're excited. 108-98, they extend their season another day. Absolutely fantastic. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and wrap this up. Cooperstown boys are going to the state championship. We'll be back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Here we go. We're back for the postgame show as Cooperstown wins 108-98 in three overtimes against Greenport. Absolutely unbelievable. We'll have to see who gets the sportsmanship and the all-tournament team awards here. So 108-98, our final score. The Cooperstown boys will take on Middle Early College from Section 6 in the Class C championship game tomorrow. That's Sunday at noon right back here at the arena. And so they're doing some of the sportsmanship awards. Right now, Zach Riggins is going to get the sportsmanship award for Greenport here. Congratulations to him. We'll go through our scoring summary as well. We'll see who gets the sportsmanship award. I believe they'll do it for Cooperstown. Yes, they are. So the sportsmanship award goes to Ben Tafuro here from Cooperstown. So congratulations to him. And let's go through our scoring summary in the meantime. First for Greenport, a team high 31 points for Aki Anderson, 25 from Jackson Swan, 18 from Jude Swan, 11 from Ev Corwin, 8 from Zach Riggins, and 2 from Jakeem Freeman. On the other side for Cooperstown, a game high 54 points for the senior, Jack Lambert. Unbelievable. 25 from John Kennedy, 12 from Calvin Sandler, 8 from Ryan Lansing, 7 from Noah Lifgren, 3 from Jesse Fenari. Balance across the board. Crazy.
How can you say anything but crazy? I mean, I feel like I've been through the gamut.
Yeah.
I mean, that was unbelievable. So proud of these kids. I mean, I coached on the sideline the last year, and to see what these guys have accomplished, this is awesome. Jack Lambert, he might have actually moved into number 2. I don't know how many points Schaefer had in his career. I know it was over 1,700. I want to say it's 1,790-something, but I could be mixed up with Liz Millay. He might have moved into number 2 all-time in Cooperstown scoring history.
Aki Anderson is named to the all-tournament team for Greenport. I believe they're going to wait for Cooperstown's all-tournament selection until tomorrow, so we'll see about that tomorrow when they take on Middle Early College. Let's do our three awards to wrap things up here, Matt. First up is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts.
I don't think there's too much suspense with this.
Too much suspense today. We'll go Jack Lambert. 54 points for Jack. He was incredible today.
And we were just named, and he was just announced that he scored the most points in the history of State Final Four game.
Okay, so we had our guy on Twitter write in and say that it was a single game record, so maybe Joe Girard will have something to shoot for tomorrow, but
it might be short-lived.
It'll be 54 points here for Jack Lambert. Next up is our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to give it to Jesse Fenari.
I don't think there's any question. That charge that he took, I don't know what overtime that was, the first overtime, second overtime, the charge that he took, and then when he chased down the defender, the breakaway guy, got the jump ball, rebound, oh, what a huge play. I'm so proud of that kid.
Lastly, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll go John Kennedy, 25 points. How many rebounds?
I think we had him for 22 or 23, and that's just so special. What a group.
So 25 points, 23 rebounds for John Kennedy. He gets our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. Matt, we're going to wrap it up here as the next game is going to get started, but Cooperstown wins 108-98 in three overtimes. We'll wrap it up. We'll be back here at noon tomorrow. Please join us.
Yeah.
That's going to be incredible.
Intense, Nate. Thanks for having me again.
All right. We'll sign off. A big thank you to Craig Stevens, Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. And we'll see you tomorrow. Cooperstown boys are in the state championship. Have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow on CDO.